This news update's being brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. The Huron County Board of Commissioners are going to meet this morning at 9 a.m. in the Huron County Building in Bad Axe. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners are to receive a presentation from Samantha Schnettler, who's the Huron County and Sanilac County Economic Development Director. Equalization Director Jason Daniels will present the apportionment report and to open up the bids for snow removal services. During that meeting, commissioners are also expected to make appointments to the Mental Health Services Board and to the Planning Commission Board and make several budget adjustments. And Elkton will host its annual village-wide trunk-or-treat event on Saturday, November 1st from 5 to 7 p.m. Main Street will be closed from 4:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. for the event, where participants can choose to set up their trunk or station inside the Huron Youth Center. For more information, you can call 989-439-5803. A group of bills introduced in the Michigan Senate aims to allow residents to use mobile driver's license and digital state IDs on their phones as an alternative to physical cards. Senate Bills 617 through 621, sponsored by Senator Erica Geese, propose creating secure state-issued digital IDs that can be managed via smartphones with a fee for issuance or renewal set up to $4 and deposited into a special fund. Importantly, these digital IDs would supplement, not replace, existing physical IDs, and individuals must hold an actual card to receive the mobile version. Enhanced licenses for cross-border travel could be issued in digital form and used just like physical enhanced IDs at ports of entry. The Secretary of State would be tasked with launching a secure platform for digital licenses within 18 months. The bills include privacy protections, ensuring residents don't have to surrender their personal device, and no extra data would be collected if asked to show a mobile ID. Physical IDs would remain available and required for those who prefer them. Critically, mobile driver's license and digital IDs would not qualify as valid identification for in-person voting. Only traditional physical IDs, such as driver's license, state IDs, passports, and student or military IDs, would be accepted at polling places. And we will return right after this.
When the horn blows and the crowd is cheering, there's nothing sweeter than a win. And nothing fresher than a stop at Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. Whether you're grabbing donuts before the big game, cookies for the team bus, or fresh bread and pies to celebrate after a victory, Murphy's has been fueling our community with homemade goodness for three generations. From game day mornings to championship nights, Murphy's Bakery is your local tradition for sweet treats and winning flavors. Open early, baked fresh daily, and always served with a smile. So the next time you're celebrating a big win, swing by Murphy's Bakery and taste what everyone's talking about. Murphy's Bakery, 110 West Huron and Bad Axe.
Murphy's!
And we're back with more news. President Trump returned to Washington after meeting leaders in Asia, focusing on trade agreements and diplomatic ties this week. The talks included rare earth mineral deals and promises for future cooperation with Japan. U.S. officials say the visit aimed to strengthen America's presence in the region. White House sources described all negotiations as open and productive. The president is expected to address Congress later about the progress made. lawmakers awaiting details on the outcomes of these discussions. And countries from around the world are set to begin implementing new climate plans intended to reduce global emissions. That's according to the UN. Officials praised recent updates from Asia, Europe, and South America. Scientists say improvements will take several years to show significant impact. Environmental leaders urge sustained efforts to meet international goals. Some governments have announced further investments in renewable energy, and progress will be discussed at upcoming global summits. And that's been a look at your news this hour. Brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
Riding along in my automobile.
It's time for you to go to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall. Lease a 2026 Chevrolet Silverado Crew Cab LT for $313 per month. You get heated seats and wheel, 20-inch aluminum wheels, all-terrain tires, power seat, trailering package with brake controller, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more. All for only $313 a month, or lease a 2026 Chevrolet Equinox LT with Evotex leather, heated seats and wheel, powered lift gate, dual zone climate control, power seat, rain sensing wipers, wireless phone charging, floor liners, and Chevy Safety Assist, and more for $358 per month. Lease courtesy demo with 2,050 miles, 2025 Chevy Blazer, LT all-wheel drive with heated seats and wheel, power liftgate, dual zone climate control, power seat, rain sensing wipers, wireless phone charging, floor liners, Chevy Safety Assist, and more. All for $412 a month. Don't wait. Take a trip to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall. And for a limited time, GM is offering $500 bonus cash for qualifying buyers who sign up for a GM credit card. These deals are based on $2,000 down, 12,000 miles per year for a 36-month lease. Flannery Auto Mall Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
With no particular place to go.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.